Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeart app. It's the Bill Handel Show. July 4th holiday. And you already have probably purchased your cookout items. So it's too late to influence you with product placement now.
Not me. I haven't bought anything.
You haven't bought a thing?
No. It's
what
just me.
What is going on?
Well, it's me and the dogs.
Uh-huh. Are the dogs going to eat the same food that you're going to eat?
Yes. That is a holiday tradition.
And is it going to be hot dogs?
Probably.
Is it going to be like Hoffy brand wieners, or is it going to be some high-end grass-fed, uncured beef hot dogs?
No, I can do a Hoffy. Because it's like a Dodger dog. You know, maybe I'll go get Dodger dogs. Maybe I'll go to Smart and Final.
You know, that sounds really good.
Yes. You want to come over?
Listen, the idea of sitting around with your dogs, fighting with your dogs over the last hot dog does sound delightful. But there's a block party on my street.
Oh, your block party.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I mean, as long as this came up, I mean, it didn't come up, but I'm bringing it up now. You're going to love this, I think. We got a guy. We got this guy, Lou, who's, I think Lou is 72.
Okay.
And, I mean, do you want to really gossip for a second?
Yes, I want to know more about Lou.
Well, this part's not really nice. Oh. But Lou, so Lou is 72, and his wife is 70.
Ooh, Lou.
Lou looks like he's 50.
Nice.
And his lovely wife looks like she's 80.
Oh!
Yeah. I mean, they've been together forever, so I assume that the difference in aging, you know, he couldn't have known.
Wow.
Boy, that's mean. I take that back.
Wow, Wayne.
Anyway, it's just sort of interesting.
The Real Housewives of Wayne Street.
So before Memorial Day.
Yeah.
July 4th, Veterans Day. On Friday, Lou goes around and puts little American flags on all the mailboxes.
I love Lou.
And then tomorrow, he will go around first thing in the morning and he'll take them all down again and store them till the next time.
I love him even more because he cleans it up.
Yeah, because I think he doesn't want to have to buy new flags every holiday. So my point is, you know, that's what's going on around here. I got to go see Lou.
What are you taking to the block party?
I don't want to be judged, but I'm taking fruit salad.
Why is that being judged?
I don't ever know what's, you know, I don't know what's good to bring or not to bring.
That's perfect. Everybody loves fruit salad.
Does anybody ever put marshmallows in their fruit salad?
People do. Not people that I would want to bring fruit salad to a party, but yes, some people do that.
Like an ambrosia one with the whipped creamy
stuff? Like borderline
stuff.
Ambrosia, but you're just
I want to eat fruit. I want to eat fruit, but I also want cavities and diabetes as efficiently as possible.
Can I give you a what you could take with your fruit salad if you wanted to?
Okay.
A Cool Whip, and then pour the juice from maraschino cherries into the Cool Whip, and it makes it like a fruit dip.
Okay, what you're talking about, though, is called a recipe, and I am not preparing a recipe.
No, Wayne, it's open a thing of Cool Whip, open a jar of maraschino cherries, pour the juice into the Cool Whip.
You don't understand. This is what I'm doing. This is my recipe. Go to high-end supermarket. Purchase pre-made big thing of fruit salad. That's my recipe. your ideas are very cute, but I don't have any maraschino cherries. I'm not going out to buy maraschino cherries.
You didn't go get my strawberry and chocolate
Cool Whip. I know that was your suggestion, is get Get strawberries and then get these discs, these little chocolate discs, and then what? Set up a double boiler?
No, you throw it in the microwave.
The chocolate and make sure it's tempered properly and then dip the strawberries and have the wax paper and then show up at this thing with chocolate covered strawberries.
I'm good. I'm not that good. I throw it in the microwave, dip the strawberry in, stick it on a piece of wax paper. Bam.
You're way better than me.
No.
That's all I can say to you.
I want your fruit. I love fruit.
That sounded weird.
You know, the minute I said it, I was like, wow, take that one back. Roll the tape back.
Cutting audio now. Save as.
So, listen, product placement. I mean, we all know product placement. I don't know if you watched that show Euphoria on HBO, but there was a scene where somebody goes in the kitchen and the refrigerator's there, and on top of the refrigerator is a box of Cheerios, very obviously. Or in some TV shows, like every time on Curb Your Enthusiasm, when Larry David opens up the refrigerator, you can see what the different brands of stuff is. Product placement goes back to at least 1896, when the Lumiere brothers, who a lot of people say they're the first people to make films, and they were making some film called Washing Day in Switzerland. And they agreed to feature a particular brand of soap in that little film. And so that is perhaps the beginning of modern day product placement, which is now a $23 billion a year industry, which you have to do it because nobody's paying attention to the ads. Only 5% of online adults say they don't skip the ads. Nobody's watching the ads. So you got to stick those products in that show. And some brands are better at it than others. There's some brand of water called Core Hydration. It's got like a blue top. I don't drink super fancy water, so I'm not familiar with it.
I don't know.
But have you? Do you know it?
No, I don't. I've never heard of it.
Sounds like something Morgan would yes. be drinking on her Instagram. Anyway, Core Hydration is really doing a good job because that water is showing up in Riverdale and How I Met Your Father. And some show called He's All That. There's actually agencies now, like one called Hollywood Branded. And what they do is they bring your product to script writers and producers and set decorators and the like to try to get them to put your product in their shows, either to have them on the set where people will see them or to even write them into the script. And now is coming... As everything is eventually going to be virtual, and now is coming virtual product placement, where you can film your TV show or your movie and don't worry about product placement. Just film it normal. And then after, a company will go in and look for opportunities to virtually add a product to a scene. And it looks like Amazon Prime is really getting into this because Reacher... And Jack Ryan and the Bosch shows are doing this. So there's a scene in an episode of Bosch where somebody goes into like the kitchen or the break room and there's a coffee machine there. And then there's M&Ms next to the coffee machine. Those M&Ms were not there when they filmed it. They added those later. So pretty soon they're going to be able to just beam product placement right to your eyeballs, I think.
No, thank you.
No thanks either. Coming on later in the show, so without adding, please nobody add any information to my question, okay? Just answer it with the least number of words possible. Is the person the marshal or grand marshal of the thing?
He is. The Grand Marshal.
That's it. Bop, bop, bop. Okay.
Oh.
That's all I want to know.
Okay.
We don't want to give anything more away. So we're having, so later in the show, we're having a Grand Marshal on the show.
Is his name Marshal?
No more information will be given. It's a mystery.
Is this person grand?
I think they're grand, yes.
Okay.
You're trying to look. You're trying to get me. I understand. It's not going to work. I am impervious to your interrogation tactics. Just the bottom line is this: at 9:30, we have a special guest who is a grand marshal, and that is all that I'm going to say.
Is he bigger than a bread box?
Stop it.
Okay, sorry.
No, he's not. What if I just answer all your questions in a way that makes it impossible for you to understand what could be happening? No, actually, they're not bigger than a bread box. Next.
Does X mark the spot?
You're asking me if X marks the spot?
Yeah.
No, actually, spot marks the X.
Oh, all right. Now I'm confused.
Mm-hmm.
I'll shut up.
Yes, let's keep the mystery alive. I will say this, because I don't think it gives anything specific away. You're going to be very happy. People will be very happy when this person comes on the show at 9:30.
What person?
Okay. A grand marshal.
I tried.
Hey, 3D printing. Do you have anything 3D printed in your house?
No.
Does anybody have anything 3D printed in your house that you know of?
A little keychain.
You have a 3D printed keychain?
Like a little, yeah, a little thing that goes on my keychain.
A little thing that goes on your keychain.
It's a little Red Sox logo, and it was 3D printed, and it's, you know, it's got the loop on it, so you can put it on your keychain. Huh.
3D printing's cool, right? It looks really cool, doesn't it?
It's very clean.
3D printing started out as kind of a novelty to do things like print you a Red Sox dingle. I don't think dingle's a word that I meant
to
say.
I love my dingle.
A little thing, a little plastic chachi on your keychain is a dingle now. But it is growing way beyond its roots as a novelty item. And this has to do with A, finding uses for it, B, finding advantages of using it, and C, being able to scale up the technology. That third part is where a startup called the Vulcan Forms comes in, actually came out of MIT. But first, uses. It's not just for dingles anymore. There are so many things being made with 3D printing. And I remember during the height of the pandemic, do you remember when they were talking about companies 3D printing face shields, and also a company got in trouble, which they shouldn't have. They have these ventilators, and there was a little part, and they were running out of the part. So they started 3D printing this part, and the company that makes the ventilator got all mad and sicked their lawyers on them, which is really dumb. But 3D printing is used to make fuel nozzles for jet engines. It's used to make spinal implants. Adidas prints the soles of some of their high-end running shoes through a 3D technology. Dental implants. What do you call them? Oh, my God. Those things you put on your teeth to straighten them, but they don't look like
Invisalign.
Braces. Thank you. Invisalign-type things are 3D printed these days. So you can 3D print almost anything. You have to have the right materials, and you have to have, obviously, a suitable 3D printer. And there are people now, you can buy a 3D printer for your house. And then you can buy sheets of material, and you can 3D print stuff at your home. But I don't know if it is cost-effective for just an average Joe. But it's very, very cool, because it makes things according to a computer plan, layer by layer. Thousands and thousands of layers. I mean, depending on what kind of a thing you're printing, it could be a few thousand layers, it could be 20,000 layers. And each layer is about as thin as a human hair. How come everything is as thin as a human hair? Anytime there's a discussion of things that are thin, it's always a human hair. And this is true with 3D printing. The machines are really cool. Do you know they're at least the big ones that I'm talking about now? Because the home thing is one thing. But using this for industry is another. So now I'm moving from the little one that you could have at your house to an industrial 3D printer, 20 feet high. They weigh like 30 tons. All kinds of laser beams in there. moving back and forth and shaping this material layer by layer into whatever you need. They're hermetically sealed. Inside, it's argon gas. Why is it argon gas? Is it because the argon gas industry paid the most bribes? No. Apparently, and I only know this because I read it, argon is the least reactive of the gases, which you want because you don't want any impurities that could cause a defect in your part. And they're making all this stuff now. So the first thing is the capability and the kinds of things that you can 3D print is going through the roof. The next thing about it is that people are starting to realize that as you scale it up and it becomes more cost effective, it's also more environmentally friendly. They call it additive manufacturing. You start with nothing and you add the layers of material and then you have the object. Whereas traditional manufacturing is often subtractive manufacturing. And I was thinking about this because I ordered some kettlebells. And the company, they were talking about how they make their kettlebells. And so they take the material and they pour it into a mold. And then you unmold it. And then you have to like sand it and scrape off any burrs and that sort of thing. And that's how a lot of stuff is made. You cast something. It could be a kettlebell. It could be just a block of metal. And then you file and chip away and remove material until you get the item that you want. Well, this is different because you start with nothing and you build it up. It is way, way more environmentally friendly. And all because you can use up to 50% less energy to print something with a 3D printer than making it by a traditional method. And as far as cost effectiveness, they're getting to the point where it is keeping pace with regular manufacturing. And I think if they scale it up more, it's going to become, I don't want to say dirt cheap, but almost dirt cheap. For example, if you're talking about metal parts, you could make them the traditional way, but if you 3D print those metal parts, it can cut your materials cost by 90%. So it has pretty much everything going for it, except you need even bigger machines to really start to use it. And that's where that Vulcan Form startup comes in. They basically have found a way to have even more laser beams than the current 3D printers. Now, they have to innovate laser optics, sensors, and the software, all of it. And that is what they're doing. And because they have MIT behind them, they're going to make it. They can generate in their machines 100 times the laser energy of a typical 3D printer. So that means more parts more quickly. It's pretty cool.
Handle on the news. Late edition. Handle on the
KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeart app. It's the Bill Handel Show, Bill on vacation. 9:30, we have a special guest. He's going to be on the phone for a couple of minutes. A Grand Marshal. You're going to love it. I'm almost tempted to guarantee it. The problem is, I know a lot of you are very litigious. So I'll stop short of a legally binding guarantee on this.
Probably smart.
But I'm pretty confident that you're going to love this Grand Marshal who's going to join us at 9:30. Before then, it's time for Handle on the News Late Edition. Jennifer Jones Lee and me, lead story. Yes. As the athlete prepares for the challenge of the year. The Nathan's hot dog eating contest is sort of technically underway right now in that a minute ago there were cheerleaders.
Oh, that's good.
On the stage. A little bit before that, there was some guy, I couldn't figure out what was going on exactly because there was loud rock music playing, like a whole band, but on the stage was just one guy with a guitar, an electric guitar.
It's like Lenny Kravitz.
I don't know what he was doing. It was like guitar karaoke or something. Now it looks like there's a gospel choir.
Are you on ESPN?
On the stage. I am on a YouTube channel called The New York City Walking Show that is live there.
Oh.
And they keep panning away from the stage to show the crowd. And there's an interesting note. Because of the angle of the camera and the way they have security barricades set up, when they start to pan away from the stage, it looks like there's nobody there. It looks like there's just a few people there. But then as they continue to pan, it's like the big reveal, there's thousands of people there.
Okay.
The street is packed to the gills. And anyway, that's what's going on. And I guess Joey Chestnut, who is still a odds-on favorite to win, is operating with a bit of an injury this year. He is going to be on crutches.
I saw him.
He has a.
I saw him earlier when he was doing his weigh-in.
Yeah.
He's very much on these crutches. He's not very good on the crutches. Then he handed the crutches to somebody else so that he could step up onto the scale and do his weigh-in. It was ugly. There was some wobbling. There was some grabbing of the whole machine.
No.
It was not. It wasn't pretty. So how's he going to do that jump thing that they do when they, you know, they take the bite of the hot dog and then they jump to like get it down?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, he has a ruptured tendon.
Ooh.
Apparently. And he would not tell reporters how he hurt his leg. He said, all he said was, well, life happens. So that's interesting. I assume it was not a training injury. I want to know if the bookies knew before they set the odds that he was going to come in there like that.
Oh, that's good.
In any event, we'll have results probably by the end of the show.
Yeah.
I think that the actual contest would be over.
It should.
And, you know, good luck to him. Now, is Mickey Sudo going again?
Yes, she is back. Mickey Sudo is back after missing last year's competition. She was on maternity leave.
Ah.
And I think that Takeru Kobayashi will be there. And if you remember, in 2007, he only beat Kobayashi by like 3 hot dogs.
Yeah.
So that's a good little...
It's a sports rivalry for the ages. That's so weird that we know off the top of our head at least 3 competitive hot dog eaters without having to look anything up. That's really silly.
Really
silly. Oh my gosh, this can't be true. I thought this was going to be The Onion or something here, but this is a true story.
Yes. The city of Orlando got an apology after controversy came out of the statement on its upcoming 4th of July event. In the original statement, the city of Orlando said, "A lot of people don't want to celebrate our nation right now, and we can't blame them. When there is so much division, hate, and unrest, why on earth would you want to have a party celebrating any of it?" But in all seriousness, you know in your heart, 4th of July fireworks are amazing, especially when you're standing in 90-degree heat, 100% humidity, next to 100,000 of your closest friends. In that moment, something takes over, and we all become united in an inexplicable bond. Yes, America is in strife right now, but you know what? We already bought the fireworks.
I mean, I get what they're trying to do. I totally get it 100%, but the problem is it was too heavy on the front end.
Yes!
They could have just said, we know there's a lot of strife right now, but, and then gone into... the great with the fireworks and everything. And I don't think anybody would have been upset, but they spent too much time ragging on the country first.
Yes.
People don't like that on July 4th.
Nope.
Well, 16-year-old girl was shot in Long Beach yesterday. Stable condition. She was at they were doing a fundraising car wash. And that's when the shooting took place. Somebody opened fire. And I don't think they know that much about it. They believe it was a gang-related shooting.
So unfortunate. All right. Well, you've got this UPS driver now who he died in Pasadena after he collapsed in his delivery truck the day after he turned 24. His name was Esteban Chavez. He'd worked for UPS for 4 years. And his family said, you know, he was planning on moving up in the company. He was making a career out of UPS. And I guess in his route, they say that he died. The family set up a GoFundMe page to help pay for the funeral. And, you know, they're looking at things like maybe a heat stroke. That's what the family wonders. And but when somebody dies at the age of 24, man, that's when, you know, when my cousin died at the age of 33, they did an autopsy on him, found out our family's got this rare heart disease, and it's deadly, and there's no cure for it. But unfortunately, had Jeff not passed, we would never have known it. And now everybody and their uncle and my family wouldn't have pacemakers and defibrillators. But you always, I wonder anyway, not you always, but I wonder when somebody dies this young, what did they die of? And I hope that an extremely thorough autopsy is done give that family some, closure as to what killed him. But you got to look into the history of this and the health of this and making sure it doesn't happen to anybody else in the family.
They're pushing, you know, heat stroke because it was in the upper 90s. And they say there's no ventilation in those trucks. I don't really know.
Do they have air conditioning? I know that most of the USPS trucks don't.
Yeah, I don't know, because and that's going to be a point of contention, obviously, and possibly a lawsuit, wrongful death suit against UPS.
Can I do a USPS story? I know it
USPS or USPS?
USPS.
UP, never mind. I don't know what I'm doing.
I want to
do
a post office.
Right. You said it right. I still heard UPS. Let's do this. Let's do this very quickly. You are the governor of Texas, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
My client is supposed to be executed, but he would like 30 extra days so he can donate a kidney. Yes or no? Do you give him 30 extra days?
Yes.
Let's see what Greg Abbott does, because that's exactly what's going on in Texas, where this inmate, Ramiro Gonzalez, supposed to be rid of this world on July 13th for fatally shooting an 18-year-old woman. But his lawyers are asking for time, 30 days, so he can donate a kidney. And he has a spiritual advisor who says, I believe he's sincere. It's not just an attempt to delay his execution. And the spiritual advisor is named Michael Zuzman, who is described in this article as an ordained Jewish clergyman from Maryland. Wait, he's not a rabbi?
What is an ordained Jewish clergyman?
I would assume that's a rabbi. Or is it that this station in Houston with the story doesn't know what a rabbi is? Very weird. Now, Jennifer Jones Lee, you said you had a story about the good old U.S. Postal Service.
Yes, I do. That affects every single person who sends a regular old letter in the mail.
Oh, yes, wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Really, Mr. Postman? The price of stamps is going up? Yeah, I guess it's true. Starting July 10th, the price of a USPS Forever stamp will go from 58 cents to 60 cents a pop. Even postcard stamp prices will go up from 40 cents to 44 cents. The Postal Service is quick to point out this 6.5% increase in price for the Forever stamp is still less than the current rate of inflation. Oh, that's supposed to make us feel better. Inflation's at 8.6, and they go, whoa, don't get mad. We only bumped this up 6.5%.
Well, here's the thing. I just want to say that this is such a bargain. Price of a stamp is a bargain. It's almost too much of a bargain, which is why the Postal Service keeps losing money all the time. Because if you're in Denmark and you want to send a letter, $3.80.
Yeah, that's a lot more than the 60 cents you're now going to have to pay.
Right. Now, on the other hand, if you're in Malta, 26 cents.
Ooh, I'm going to go to Malta and send stuff.
Yeah, but then you're in Malta.
And I've
We get to have relatively affordable. I mean, even in the UK, it's more Germany, Austria, Luxembourg, all fancy Luxembourg. Greece is more. We get to have relatively affordable stamps plus be in America. So
kind of interesting to me that in Greece, it's more. Just because the economy there is so bad.
Yeah.
I thought it would be different, but anyway.
Mm-mm. All right. Well, I guess good to know. When is this happening? I'm sorry.
July 10th. July 10th.
So I could run into the post office tomorrow and buy a bunch of Forever stamps, right?
Yes, because I guess when Forever stamps started, I didn't know this, but they were 45 cents when the first Forever stamps came out. You can still send a Forever stamp now, even though the price is 60 cents. So, you know, you're not... Usually I do that. I know that's stupid, but I will go in and buy like six books of stamps because it's going to take me years to go through that. But at least I know that when they're when they're sticking it to us with a couple pennies here and there, I'm saving my pennies.
You're crazy for 2 cents a stamp. I bought Forever stamps when they first came out.
Yeah.
I still have some.
No, the 45 cents.
And I didn't buy, I didn't buy a truckload. I bought what I thought at the time was like a reasonable amount. And then, boy, the internet and email like really kicked in, and online bill pay and all of that kicked in. And now I don't even remember the last time I used a stamp.
See, I send, as you guys well know, I send cards. I love to send cards, especially like Christmas cards, but every year I buy a pack of 10 and I send for, oh my gosh, Valentine's Day. Sometimes I send for Cinco de Mayo. I'll send for St. Patrick's Day. I know you look at me like I am crazy.
You send a card for Cinco de Mayo?
Yes. Olé.
Man, you are so... I got to pick exactly the right phrase.
First word that comes out of your mouth. Go.
Old-fashioned.
Bam. I am the Rose Nyland of this
show.
Yes.
I've never even seen... I'm not... I don't haunt the greeting card stores, okay? However, I've been in my share of greeting card stores, and I never recall seeing a Cinco de Mayo greeting card.
Yeah, there's some out there.
Well, it sounds like you would know. Do you send Arbor Day cards?
No, I'm sorry. I'm not anti the tree. I don't.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. So you go through stamps like water.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
All right. Well, then you better get to the post office tomorrow and stock up again.
I send like 150 cards for Christmas out.
150 oh my
Christmas cards.
Goodness.
I'm that guy.
Is there a chance? And I mean this with all respect. You know that I love you. That's a lot of cards, though. That's a lot of cards. Is there a chance there is somebody who gets a Christmas card from you every year who doesn't remember who you even are?
Probably. More than likely. I still send Christmas cards to my sixth grade teacher and my fifth grade teacher. And I would to my seventh grade teacher, but he just passed away.
Wow. Wow, that you even know that.
Oh, yeah. It was a big deal. We're all still, it's a small town.
A certain
there
kind of person.
24 kids in my class, kindergarten through eighth grade. Mm-hmm. So you keep in touch with everybody.
The same 24 kids? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Same 24 kids that you started in kindergarten were the same 24 kids in all the grades?
I would say 17 out of the 24.
Wow. Yeah. That is small town.
And the whole school, kindergarten through eighth grade, was 228 kids when I graduated in 89.
Man, how do you even navigate the big scary city?
I'm telling you. We used to refer to the city as Sacramento. We're going to the city to shop for a dress. Okay, anyway.
Hopefully the gingham truck came in on time.
My therapist's name is Donovan. He does not get paid enough.
A lady, a 70-year-old lady. Prison.
Dun, dun, dun. This one is for a cosmetic surgery scheme. Also sounds like something I would do. Linda Morrow and her physician husband fraudulently submitted bills to insurance companies for medically necessary procedures that were things like, nose jobs, tummy tucks, breast augmentations, and rejuvenations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Apparently you don't need a hoo-ha fix or a nose job or a tummy tuck or a fake chest. You don't need those things. You could need a nose job, medically speaking. Yes,
depending on what's going on the inside. But in this case, they were doing them and then billing insurance companies to get them covered. $44 million in fraud, and the judge who sentenced Linda Morrow said her greed knows no bounds. 97 months in federal prison. Ooh, and she's 70. Ooh.
Not good.
Wow. Of course, her husband got 20 years in prison. 20 years.
Well, he was the doctor, though, right? So he's going to face more. Because he probably, there were some...
He's violating, like, his medical oath and his licensing, and he's really, yeah. Hey, a 50-year-old Reseda guy's been charged in a $21 million cryptocurrency fraud scheme. He lured investors by falsely claiming that he was in business partnership with companies like Pfizer and Disney and Apple. Right. I feel bad for people who, on the one hand, feel they're so sophisticated and cutting edge that they're going to entertain a cryptocurrency investment thing, but also are so dumb that they think some dude from Reseda is in cryptocurrency business with Apple. He had a company called Titanium Blockchain Infrastructure Services, and he's been charged with one count of securities fraud. And he will almost certainly end up. I shouldn't say that because he has only been charged and he is not guilty until proven guilty in a court of law. So never mind. Update on the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. It still has not started. I'm currently looking at some guy with one of those big like TV station cameras.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just walking across the stage. But we will bring those. We'll bring it to you and the results as soon as we know about it. All right. Let's get some news from Jennifer Jones Lee. And then, oh, there's a little experiment going on in the minor league of baseball, and it's working out really well, so you probably will see it for the majors next season. And we'll talk about that, and boy, is it time. Let me just preface by saying, oh, boy, is it time.
Oh.
Time.
I see what you did there.
This is KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeart app.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.